And there is nothing more valuable than what we encounter in our letting ourselves to providence. And how dreadful to find out certain common patterns require to be celebrated by a particular society. And the paradox remains that no one can take good care of himself while taking care of society. And we shall not cover, we make up our scars, and thus easily return to audacious. And any conventions we accept from above will hinder any meanings coming from below. And any present arrogance will only be conceived as a form of aristocracy and vice versa. And no form of wisdom can fanatically embrace any given notion. And any form of love will require rebellion in order to survive the state of control imposed by society. And any sustained emphasis on a foreign policy will inevitably deteriorate the local environment. And how are we to deal with the idolatry of all social humans if not by acknowledging them all from our elevation? And unless we don't devise our independence, we will inevitably contribute to the erection of the establishment. And the very people that cause a crime are the ones that will lynch anybody alluding to it. And there's not really a difference between organized destruction and organized construction. And one ought to work for his ideals to be satisfied at the end of his day, or in general at the end of his life. And it is the artificial comfort to make ourselves feel old and in time to recollect our two young lives. And by placing a strong base at the beginning, our freedom of expression can escalate towards the end. And in today's liberalism, we can really experience freedom by allowing a concession out of a self-imposed strictness. And we shall not be bored about the natural surrounding, but the way the artificial surrounding ignores our artificialization of it. And where technology turns us passive, we can simply revert the master and slave role to become active again. And it is from the old technology of sedentarization that a new technology for nomadism may arise. And no conventional facade can reveal the human complexity, but a sincere revelation of all our personal manifestations. And we shall balance our work between what we can accomplish and what is impossible to accomplish, but can make us dream on. And hate might arise as a result of mistreatment, or in thinking about mistreatment. And as we may easily let ourselves be drawn down to the depth of life, much harder is to elevate ourselves to its spring. And although the superficial being has a better possibility to emerge in society, its heavy soul sinks in the abyss. And it is not the material that makes a construction solid, but the way it has been planned over with time. and humans' worldly ambitions will always result in a more or less explicit form of brutality. And a form of poetry has to be always indirectly sustained, not to allow any form of worldly ambitions to emerge, and any official involvement with spiritual processes will always result into a desensibilization of them. And as a right gets established, a new way to go around it will also get established. And we ought to think of a pride to prize us at the end of our simulated hunts. And we might not want to listen, as we might also have a better understanding. And if properly conducted, every journey will have its height, even the spiritual one. And artificial systems can work, but they have to obtain the full trust of their executors. And we ought to remember to pull our brain up out of the social drowning and let it breathe. And truth can never be dictated by the singular perspective, but deducted by a willing of engaging with multiple perspectives. And alone we are left creating not only the human content, but also the artificial premises in order for it to be consumed. An institutionalization will only create fossils that are only the representations of itself. And priorities are what we need in order to distribute our focus and succeed at least with something. And only by meditating a plan to our intuition, we will know how to act when the time will come. And in the empty suspension of our being, nothing is left but to act and refill it. And while classic humanism becomes a mere vocation, its real focus should shift in its technical management. And every attempt to expand beyond one's own domain will begin the deterioration of its center. And what is a country where the peaks of truth don't go over the common forest and the sun do not shine on them? And the main quest is to make interesting the exploration of the uninteresting in relation to what we find interesting. And what takes away the passion is what can unexpectedly take it back. And it is not a matter of being the best, but it's a matter of making the best out of one's own existence. And how are we to root in a context fully saturated of other million roots? And we may not take any decisive move while preparing for the right occasion. And next to the old technical stream, new technical streams inevitably drag us away from our roots. And other than creating yet another society to fulfill our pride, we shall stay out and fulfill our humiliating mission. And everything will acquire its meaning as long as we keep going with our intuition. And unless we become strong enough to naturally perform the machine will artificially perform us. And we keep being channeled up, but nonetheless our faith take us back to the unforeseen waters. An exploration stops at the feet of the establishment and can only resume once climbing to its head. And we can either give artificial resources to our offspring or leave natural resources. And the widespread brutality takes larger yet more catastrophic steps. And once the forest has been clear cut, social homogeneity sets in. And to understand the way to adapt to a new situation, one ought to try it. And we ought not to exaggerate the strength or lightness to pursue our own willing.